for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Sunday afternoon, December 28, 1997. Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Mildred Coffey of Tennessee is the speaker of the afternoon. Mildred Coffey from Millington. I always want to say Millerton. Millington, Tennessee. They have a church over there that they look after. And she's going to come and teach us this afternoon. Doc took care of us this morning. Mildred's going to take care of us this afternoon. And Brother Pittman's going to lay it on us tonight.
I was looking. I see some of the men fled. You think they were afraid? Praise the Lord. I think this is interesting. The Lord's good, isn't he?
Amen. All the time. All the time.
Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you this afternoon, Lord, as your children. We come, Father, and we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you've made. And Lord, we just rejoice in it. And Father, we thank you for your goodness to us. We thank you for your mercy and your grace. We thank you, Father, for all that you've done for us, all that you're doing, and all that you're going to do. But, Lord, we just thank you most of all for Jesus. And now, Father, as we open the Word this afternoon, we ask, Father, you'd give us hearing ears and seeing eyes and an understanding heart that we might receive the Word, Lord, that we might receive it and put it to work in our lives. Father, we just thank you for the Word, that your Word is true. And now, I bind the principalities and powers and rulers of darkness over the church. I bind that spirit of sleepiness. I ask, Father, that you send your ministering spirits in to drive out every spirit that's left in here in the name of Jesus. We bind their power. Come in the authority where you've received in Christ Jesus in the third heaven, far above principalities and powers and rulers of darkness. And I cut off the power from the north, the south, and the east, and the west. And Father, I just ask for the angels of the Lord to encamp around about us. And I thank you for the angels that are ministering this afternoon to protect and guide and cleanse the church in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, somebody asked me what I was going to teach on this afternoon, and I had really said I wasn't going to do any teaching this time. I was trying to let my husband do all of it, because it was his job, not mine. And Brother Green came to me last night. I was leaving the church and asked me if I'd share this afternoon. So I was asking the Lord what he wanted me to share, and I had shared this with our church just a few weeks ago, if I can find it. And I want to share with you on the spirit of jealousy. Do any of you have any jealousy? Nah, you're all perfect. We're all perfect. Praise the Lord. I can't even find my notes. You know, I was trying to decide why there's so much jealousy in the body of Christ, but there's an awful lot of jealousy, and through the jealousy sometimes we loose words that we shouldn't loose. So one morning I was praying and I was asking the Lord about this, and so he began to share something with me about the jealousy, the spirit of jealousy. And in looking at the spirit of jealousy, I ran into something else, and I knew that the women would like this other, but one, two, and the men would all say, you know, great, 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 great. But when I was preaching it in our church, I said, okay, men, don't get too excited. I got one for you, too. So, if you will, open your Bible to Proverbs in chapter 6. I still haven't found my notes. I know I got some somewhere. Praise the Lord. Lord, I just thank you again for your goodness to us. In Proverbs in chapter 6, in verse 34, says, for jealousy is the rage of a man. Therefore he will not spare in the day of vengeance. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content though thou givest many gifts. He said that jealousy is the rage of man. And as I was looking at this, I thought, you know, we see people get angry a lot of times over just absolutely nothing. Have you ever seen that?
Are you with me? Are you hearing me now? Okay. They would get mad, and maybe you, for no reason at all. And so I'm saying, Lord, this spirit of jealousy, as he says here, that jealousy is the rage. It brings forth rage in man. So jealousy is the root of so many things. But this afternoon, I just want to show you a few of the things in the area of jealousy and let you see if any of it pertains to you. You know that God says in his word that he's no respecter of persons? What does he mean by that? You know, what I see is when he says that, and I've said this so many times when I'm ministering the word, that what God has done for one person, he'll do for another. So therefore, there's no reason for us to be jealous of anything that we see that God is doing in someone else. Because God will do for you and he'll do for me the same thing that he's doing for someone else. God is no respecter of persons. I always look at it like this. You know, I know that Christ was crucified upon the Mount of Calvary. But I look at it and I said, you know, the ground was level at the foot of the cross. And when I say that, what I mean is that there was no one any higher in God's esteem than another. And as Christ was lifted up, he was lifted up for all mankind. And if you desire to walk in the power and authority of the Lord, you seek the Lord. You don't seek man. You don't try to imitate another and another man's gift. God is given to everyone as we will receive from him.
Yes.
You know, you say, well, you're not talking to me. Oh, yeah, we've all got jealousy somewhere in us. We get envious and jealous over a lot of things. And God's trying to get us to come into one accord where we can gather together and,
yes.
What does the scripture say? To esteem one another higher than yourself. Amen?
Amen?
So here as I was looking at this and seeing the anger and the jealousy working together, and I really didn't know that jealousy was at the root of anger. I would see anger come forth in people and I didn't know that it was really at the root of it. But I also know that as I searched out the scripture looking for on the spirit of jealousy, and it talks about over in Ezekiel, I think it's Ezekiel 8 or 9, that it talks about God, the spirit, him being jealous, you know, that he's the spirit of jealousy there in the when the man was in evil and doing the wrong things. And so as I was searching this out, though, the Lord sent me in several different areas. But let's look at Psalm of Solomon, and let's look at chapter 8. I sure did enjoy that last night when Brother Tony was teaching, didn't you? I told him I would love to hear it taught, Song of Solomon taught verse by verse. It was so good. But in verse 8 of chapter 8, verse 6, he says, set a seal upon thine heart as a seal upon thine arm, for love is strong as death, jealousy is cruel as the grave. The coals thereof are coals of fire which has a most vehement flame. So we see that jealousy is cruel as the grave. And when I looked in my concordance to look up the word jealousy, it said envy, to make zealous in a bad sense, to provoke, and to be envious. So when I go to talking about being jealous, it's really being envious of others. And you know, coveting is also included in that. We covet. And so here he tells us in the Song of Solomon, it says that jealousy is as cruel as death and is as cruel as the grave. And so, and I forgot when I was over in Proverbs just now when it said that jealousy is the root of rage. Rage is anger. And I want to get this out. Poison. It's in rage. Get your concordance sometimes and look up the word and see what it says. And when I start talking about poison, poison poisons the whole body. And it says rage is heat, anger, poison, furious, and wrath. And so, and the word wrath is the vexation, anger, grief, indignation, sorrow, and spite. And you know, when I looked at that word vexation, I thought, you know, it also can put a person into the occult and divination. Amen?
Amen.
And you know this is what we do. We do a lot of things when this spirit is working. It's a tormenting spirit.
Amen.
Oh, y'all all look so innocent. Am I the only one that's ever had a spirit of jealousy? Whew. I mean, I'm telling you, go over to Numbers chapter 5. You remind me of my church. I'm a great one to get up and confess everything, you know. Every time I mess up, I don't try to hide it up. I hide it, cover it up. I just say, yeah, I did it. And they all sit there just so, I mean, so pure and so innocent. And I feel like, boy, man, I'm terrible. And I look at them and I say, now come on, fess up. Because they won't do it. They cover it up. They hide it. They're all perfect, but almost, I think. But over in Numbers, I want to show you something. And this is something that the Lord revealed to me as I was studying this on jealousy. In Numbers in chapter 5, verse 11. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, if any man's wife go aside and commit a trespass against him, and a man lie with her carnally, and it be hid from the eyes of her husband, and be kept close, and she be defiled, and there be no witness against her, neither she be taken with the manner. And the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be defiled. Or if the spirit of jealousy come upon him, and he be jealous of his wife, and she be not defiled, then shall the man bring his wife unto the priest, and he shall bring her offering for her, the tenth part of an ephah of barley meal. He shall pour no oil upon it, nor put frankincense thereupon, for it is an offering of jealousy, an offering of memorial, bringing iniquity to remembrance. And the priest shall bring her near and set her before the Lord, and the priest shall take holy water in the earthen vessel, and of the dust that is in the floor of the tabernacle, the priest shall take and put it into the water. And the priest shall set the woman before the Lord and uncover the woman's head and put the offering of memorial into her hands, which is the jealousy offering. And the priest shall have in his hands a bitter water that causes the curse. And the priest shall charge her by an oath and say unto the woman, if no man have lain with thee, and if thou hast not gone aside to uncleanness with another instead of her, thy husband, be thou free from this bitter water that causes the curse. But if thou hast gone aside to another instead of thy husband, and if thou be defiled, and some men have lain with thee beside thy husband, then the priest shall charge the woman with an oath of cursing, and the priest shall say unto the woman, the Lord make thee a curse and an oath among thy people, when the Lord does make thy thighs to rot and thy belly to swell. And the water that causes the curse shall go into thy bowels to make thy belly to swell and thy thighs to rot, and the woman shall say, amen. Did y'all hear what I just read to you? There has to be an offering for the sin. See, the adultery, that's what I'm talking about. Adultery and the spirit of jealousy that comes upon the husband. But I want you ladies to listen to the part that I just read. The curse that comes upon woman. How did I do this, Lord? The Lord make thee a curse and oath among the people, when the Lord has make thy thighs to rot and thy belly to swell. Women, how many women do you know have trouble with large stomachs? The curse of adultery brings forth a large stomach from the swelling from the Lord. It has to be repented of. In the Old Testament, they had to go to the priest and to drink the water with the dust and so forth. I just read it to you. But the thing that I'm getting to, that physically so many women have so many physical problems in the female area, and one of the, and this could be the cause of it. You said, well, I never committed adultery. The sins of the fathers are visited on the children to the third and the fourth generation. The Bible tells us that over and over again. You say, well, we're not under the, you know, that curse. And most of y'all here believe that you know about the sins of the fathers. But you know, when the blind man was, when Jesus prayed for the blind man in John, the people asked Jesus, said, is this on him from his sin or his father's sins? Do you remember that? So even Jesus talked about it in the New Testament. So that tells me that we need to know about all these curses that we're under. I believe that Sister Irma was talking about the sicknesses. 9 out of 10 of the sicknesses that we're cursed, we're under, are from sins of our forefathers. Yes, and from our own sins, because we don't read the word and we don't do what the word tells us to. But I'm telling you that I believe with all my heart that in this book there's an answer for every sickness that's upon us. That if we'll find the reason why it's come upon us, that we can break it and get it free from it and get healed. And I know most women are talking about the large stomach, but there's also, what about the rottening of the thighs? What about the going into the to their let's see, their bowels? And the water that causes the curse shall go into thy bowels to make thy belly to swell. That's also, it looked to me like, seems to me like a picture of colon cancer. Amen. Amen. Think about it. I believe that every sickness, and I was telling one of the ladies, she was asking me about her teeth, and she asked me that I think that some things about it, and I said, you know, I'm of the opinion that that every answer is here, and I know that over in the scripture it says an eye for an eye and a tooth for tooth. I had been seeking the Lord about my eyes, and I was having trouble seeing sometimes, and I wanted to know why. And the Lord began to talk to me, and He said, it's in the book. You just need to find it. And so I began to say, Lord, I want to know. And that's the scripture He was showing to me, that the eye for an eye and a tooth for tooth. I know what God's saying, that when my son has a saying that what goes around comes around, that what you sow you reap, and that's literally what that eye for an eye is talking about. That what some, if somebody puts an eye out, if you put somebody's eye out, then somebody would put your out in the Old Testament. But what I see in this is that God is saying, hey, somewhere's in the background that through the eye, what is it? John, 1 John, it says, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, and the pride of life. And so I began to look at this with the thing with the eyes, that somewhere is in the background, and through my own life probably, that the lust of things and looking at things that God didn't want me to look at and my forefathers to look at, could it be some of our problems coming from? Am I way out? Am I way out on a limb somewhere? Or can you hear what I'm saying? Okay. When we began to believe it, and stand upon the word for it. I said, Lord, I began to remit the sins. I forgot who used that scripture over in Leviticus 26:43-40 that says that we need to confess the sins of our forefathers and our own sins. Then I began to say, Lord, I confess the sins of my forefathers. I started with the adultery before I go any further on the eye. I said, Lord, I confess the sins of my forefathers in the area of committing adultery. I don't even know what my father did. I know my father, but I didn't know what he did. And so I began to confess those sins and say, Lord, lift this curse off of my family and lift it off of me. And then confess my own sins. You confess your sins. And ask God to forgive you. Repentance. And say, Lord, do a healing. Any of you have any problems with the colon? Do you have any problems with... I looked up that thing on the... I didn't have my concordance with me. I had a Bible that didn't have all the words in it. On that rot, where the thighs rot, it says to perish. Wait a minute, let me find it. Perish, to slay, to smite. Can bring, and so I put down there in this area of the thighs rotting. I know that it goes with reproduction also, okay, in the area of reproduction. But I was thinking cancer and leprosy, and I use leprosy as skin diseases. Now, going back to the eyes, I said, I repent and confess the sins of my fathers of having looked at pornography or whatever it was, lusting of the flesh, lusting of the eyes, and all of this. And I said, Father, in the name of Jesus, see, I'm a great one that believes the soul has to be restored in every area. And I said, would you restore my soul? I don't have scripture for the eyes now in this area, but it's got to be there somewhere, and I'll find it. That restore my soul where my eyesight has been hindered. You know, people say when you get our age, you're getting old. And I like what Irma says. You don't have to get old, do you, Irma? You don't have to get sick. And you don't have to be, where you can't get around. Grief, yeah. That's right. So here we are. See, read it for me, Tommy. Okay, I will. Proverbs 6:7. Well, here, Jim will read it, and I'll get it on the microphone. You know, I just know that if we'll get into the book and dig, we'll find the answer to every one of these physical problems and find the sin, the Psalms. He said Psalms. Psalm 6 and 7. But we'll find the sin that caused the curse to come upon the family, that comes upon us and comes up. And, you know, as the older we get, it seems like that all of us are wearing glasses. And I was telling this little girl that I was talking to, I said, you know, the reason we don't work on our eyes and get our eyes healed where we can see, they're not in pain. If you're in pain, see, my eyes were hurting is the reason I began to dig. And I said, when you're in pain, you're gonna find why you're in pain. If you will get in, you know, you'll start doing something about it. So we just stick the glasses. It's easy to stick the glasses on your nose and go on. Read it.
Proverbs 6 and 7 says, mine eye is consumed because of grief. It waxeth old because of mine enemies.
Okay.
Psalms 6 and 7.
Okay. You know, a lot of times with grief, when someone loses a loved one or something and a spirit of grief gets a hold of them, they just continue. You know, the Word tells us that to be absent from the body is present with the Lord. And we're really grieving for ourselves because we've lost a loved one and they're gone. And yes, we love them, but we need to turn them loose. And we need to repent of the grief. And maybe we need to go back and break the curses from someone in our family. If you've not lost someone, go back and break curses. Go back and ask the Lord to reveal to you what curse it is that needs to be broken. And receive healing for it. I heard someone, I got to preaching yesterday morning at the table. Once in a while I preach. And I was preaching about when someone tries to tell me about healing. I believe in healing. I believe in walking in health. I'm not there yet, but I believe God wants us to walk in healing and health. He wants us to walk in health. And it's the Word that does the work in us. I don't ever tell anyone not to go to the doctor. Go to the doctor and find out what your problem is and get your need met. But my thing is there's a better way. And so when somebody tries to steal, and the reason I go to preaching when people talk to me about healing, you know, you got to go to the doctor, you got to do this, you got to do. I won't let them steal what I believe. I'm not trying to make them believe what I believe. I'm trying to keep them from stealing what I believe. And so we listen to people that say, and we have people that in our church that go to the doctors and all of this. That's their business. That's what they, you know, that's between them and the Lord. But I want to know this. I lived a long time. People, let me tell you something. I've been there. 13 major operations. We built several hospital rooms in Memphis with me. We did. And my husband used to say, I thought you'd never see a well day. I told him, I said, if they couldn't find something to take out of me, I'd grow something so they could take it out. It's the truth. And one day the Lord just began to show me that I didn't have to be sick. I had migraine headaches. I took aspirin by the handful. And every time I say, preach this, somebody gets mad at me. But I'm not telling you, do it. I'm just telling you, I can only tell you what I know. It's what I want to walk in, where God wants me to walk. And I was taking aspirin, just literally eating them. BC powders, anything that was good for pain, I'd take it. And tranquilizers. But that's not what I'm talking about. That's another story. But I was having headaches so bad. I had migraine headaches so bad if you walk across the floor, I wanted to scream. And I got up off the couch to go get an aspirin. And I walked into the kitchen and I opened the cabinet door and I reached up to get the bottle. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, what are you taking that for? And I thought that was dumb because I said, I got a headache. And he said, won't do you no good. And I said, but my head hurts. He said, take my medicine. Try my medicine. You know, Jim said, don't try it, do it. Well, the Lord said, take my medicine, try it. The other's not doing you any good. So, boy, that was hard. I'd already just about ready to shoot Jim because he had been preaching healing to me ever since he received the baptism. And I got mad. I thought, go preach to the church. Leave me alone. I'll take my pills. But the Lord was working on me. And I put that bottle of aspirin back up in there. And I went back and I stretched back out on the couch. And my head was just hurting so bad. And I heard the devil say, this time you're going to die. I'm going to kill you. You're going to have a stroke and you're going to die. And all of a sudden it just struck me funny. I thought, well, at least I'll get rid of this headache. And I started laughing. I promise you, I laughed. And the more I laughed, the worse my head felt. But you know, in just a little bit, I just sat there and laughed. Jim was in the kitchen eating, and he wondered what I was laughing about. It wasn't very funny, but it was funny to me. And so as I laughed, that thing just lifted. And people, I promise you, I've never had a headache since then. I have not. Never had a migraine since then. And any time the devil tries to put a headache on me, I just rebuke it. I didn't say he didn't try. I say, no. Mm-mm. God healed me from that. He delivered me from it. And he did this with me. I was on tranquilizers. I was on hormone pills. I was on everything. And that's why I would get mad at him. See, he was condemning me. I thought, he really wasn't. He was trying to help me. I just wanted to hit him. He was so bad. I'm telling you, you won't believe this. But he was so bad. When we go into the Baptist church, people hid from him. He'd walk down the aisle and say, you know, you don't have to be sick. We would be walking down the aisle of the church, and people would turn into this door, and they'd turn into that door. It's the truth, isn't it?
Absolutely. And
dark rooms. And dark rooms. Wasn't anybody in there. But when the Lord goes to talking to you, and when you've been there, when you've been where I had been, well, then you listen. And he took them one at a time. He took the tranquilizers away. He delivered me from tranquilizers. He delivered me from hormone pills. He delivered me, and I praise him for it. And if I tell you how long it's been since I've been to a medical doctor, you might not believe it, but so I won't tell you. Yeah, I will. 1972. That's why I said, see, when you hurt, you'll go and get something done. I've fought battles. I've fought physical battles. And every battle in the physical that I fight has to always come from witchcraft and Satanism, curses that have been loosed upon me.
It takes 2 hours to get a broken bone healed when she walks it out by the word.
Wasn't easy, I promise you. The whole thing, my whole point is this, that it takes the word. I have literally at times put the Bible on the floor and stood on it and say, God, I'm standing on your word. God knows, but I'm letting the devil say that I mean business. And people, I'm telling you that this book has got our answers to everything. And when we see that, just in this scripture that I just read in Numbers, where God said, because of some sin that was committed, we're walking under some... The ladies know what I'm talking about. They exercise, they do everything, and to pull down the stomach and all of this. You say, well, are you talking to men? Well, I'm not through yet. I'll get to y'all in a minute. You just don't look so pious. Praise the Lord. But it's true. See, this is God's word. And he said that the belly will swell. And he said that there will be water in the bowels and the thighs will rot. And over in Psalms, I don't think I want to use that scripture. Yes, I will. Psalms 109. The curse is from our forefathers and being cursed. You know, I don't hear a lot of people that work in ministry and deliverance talk about curses being sent. But I know that they can be. I know that we fight them all the time. You say you're too devil conscious. Well, one of the devil's favorite tricks is to get people not to talk about him. You know, they say, I've been accused of talking too much about the devil. But if you call me and ask me to teach about deliverance, I have to talk about the devil. I do know how to preach other than deliverance, people. I really do. But God called me to teach deliverance so his people could be free. And that's what I try to do. And I try to show you through my own experiences. I can only tell you what I know, what I have experienced. And I went to a town one time to teach on deliverance, and I got a nasty letter from one of the women's husbands saying, all you talk about is the devil. And he said, I don't want you back down here anymore. And I thought, well, the Lord says when they don't want you, shake the dust off your feet and go somewhere else. So I know that curses come. I know people curse us with their words. Did you know your words can bring curses upon people? Do you know that spirits in people can project? And I've been in deliverance, doing deliverance, and, I'll tell it anyways. and be cursed by demonic signs in the person's hands. That when a spirit would take them over, and they would, I haven't been cursed. I've seen the curse, seen them curse, and let me put it, rephrase that. I've seen them try to curse me with their hands and with their eyes and with their mouth. And I had one demon tell me just last Sunday night, I can't curse you no more. And I thought, oh, great. I didn't know I'd been breaking curses and protecting myself from you. He said, your God won't let me. I received that. Over in Psalms 109 and verse 17, and I know that a lot of people say, don't send curses back, okay? You do what you want to. As he loved cursing, so let it come unto him. As he delighted not in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing like with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water and like oil into his bones. Let it be unto him as the garment which covereth him. And for a girdle wherewith he is girdled continually, let this be the reward of mine adversary from the Lord, and of them that speak evil against my soul. I only send curses back when I know that they come from deliberately being sent to me. Okay? In witchcraft and Satanism, they loose those things upon us. Whether you believe it or not, if they know you, we had a witch come into our place just to find out why we were learning about some of the spirits. You say, how'd they find out about it? Well, I assume that the demons have a communication system that they can't. She came in and wanted to know how we found out about some of the spirits we were finding out about. And I found out about them by casting them out of people. And we got cursed. We had three witches come. And the church got cursed, and we spent quite a while breaking the curses off of them. So I can only tell you that when you fight it like we do, we're small in number, but we do deliverance, and we have gotten down into some root spirits that supposedly, according to what we've heard demons say, that they weren't supposed to be discovered. So I don't know. I don't believe everything they say. But anyways, I just wanted to show you here, this scripture said that the curses can go into your bowels like water. He said he clothed himself with cursing like as with his garment, so let it come into his bowels like water. Do you think that maybe sometimes some of your sicknesses is coming from some curses that have been loosed upon you?
Yes.
Because every time I just got my husband in there, I felt like I was having a heart attack. I sat back there talking to Tommy. And all of a sudden, I motioned for my husband. He came back there and he took me in another room, did deliverance on me. He called it off. Now, you can say what you want to. I know it works because he ministered to me and I got rid of it. So I know that they're trying to wipe us out. Because why? Because we're deliverance people, all of us. Do you think God's no respecter of persons, neither is the devil. Everything God has given us, the devil's got a counterfeit for it. And so if God is no respecter of us, the devil knows you're there. Who said this morning? Doc said when you got saved, somebody said, well, that's you said when you get your name, the devil knows who you are. And when you get into deliverance, he really knows who you are. I had a lady in our church one time said, you know, I sometimes think we're fighting Lucifer himself. And I said, oh, no, we're just a handful. We're not doing that much damage to him. So, you know, he's not interested in us. But I come to find out a lot of things that woman said was true. And some of the spirits we ran into. Go back to Proverbs, would you? Chapter 6. I told you, men, I had one for you, so here we go. Verse 32. But whosoever committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. 32, Proverbs 6, 32 and 33. I was talking about the woman over in I didn't go into all of that in Numbers, the adultery there. But here we're talking about the man. And the scripture says that when a man commits adultery, and I say man and woman, mankind, I would think what God's saying there, that the soul is destroyed. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. I was sitting there a while ago, and I was thinking, when I go to teach us, share this so much runs through me that I want us to get it one time, and I'm going to throw this out. As the soul is destroyed by adultery, When you commit adultery with a person and you have a soul tie with them, and part of the soul goes into that person and part of their soul comes into you, then that soul is knit together. What you do is you get in the soul, where the word says the life of the flesh is in the blood. And over in Isaiah 53, verse 12, it said that Jesus poured out his soul unto death, which was the blood. He poured out his blood. Well, then, if Jesus poured out his soul unto death, then when his blood was drained from his body, his soul was in the blood. Are you with me? Are you doubting? Look it up. Study it for yourself. Same word. Okay, over here, as we're looking at this with his soul being destroyed, whatever's in that blood, whatever disease, whatever is in that bloodline, where the soul is transferred, think about what you might be picking up. We know about AIDS, we know about all the sexual diseases, but what about inherited diseases that are in the bloodline? Say, man, you're going too far. No, I'm trying to show you that, hey, if the life of the flesh is in the blood and you've got a soul tie and it's in the soul, if the soul is within you of someone else, let me tell you this to show you what I'm trying to say. There was a lady here last summer, and I was fixing to share that afternoon, and I don't remember what I shared on, but I remembered what she shared with me. And she was asking me about the soul, and she told me that she had some blood transfusions. And she said, if the life of the flesh is in the blood, I firmly believe that I got, if the soul is in the blood, she said, I believe that I got part of this woman's, not only the person that gave her blood, but her personality. And she said, because I had a personality change when I got blood. When they gave her blood, she said that she was totally different until they did deliverance on her. Said her family didn't know what happened to her. She was always angry. She was violent. So she had never been that way before. And said she just couldn't stand her husband. And it was just all kinds of things happening. And she said when they did deliverance on her, they called the souls that were in that blood out of her. She was okay. And so when I got to thinking about that and got to looking at this, and I've done a good bit of study on it since then. I haven't taught it, but I've studied on it. That think about this, the personality, the mind, the will, and the emotion, and personality, and the ability, the appetite. If you look up the word soul, it tells you all these things are in the soul. The appetite and all of this, then if you get that from that individual, you're actually getting the curses that are on that bloodline. Did you know that? I could be wrong here, and I'm wrong a lot anyway, so it doesn't matter, but I'm going to show it out and let you judge it. God says, oh boy, I'm fixing to get in trouble. God said not to eat the blood. But the blood that we take in transfusions, is it the same? I was just wondering. See, I'm saying, I don't know. Don't you all know? And so we break the curses over the blood. If you've had blood transfusions, break the curses. Ask the Father to free you from the all the sins of the forefathers that were in that blood and set you free from it. I'm just trying to show you how we can get some healing. See, if there was cancer in that bloodline, then you need to call cancer out of you. You know, if there was insanity in that bloodline or madness or, you know, I don't want it, do you? I'm not telling you not to take a blood transfusion. I'm just saying do something about it if you do. And if you've had it, do something about it. God's given us a weapon where we can get free from this stuff and walk with him. This is not easy, folks. People, I see a lot of questions. But you know what I always say? I had a man come up to me at the minister's conference, and he said, about this soul. I said, yes. I thought, now, wait a minute. And then he begins to ask me questions. I said, I told him what I thought, and I said, it's another minister. I said, why don't you do like I do? Get in a book and see what you can find out. Because I want to know what other people are finding out. I want to be free. And anything that we can, if somebody else finds out, they'll tell me, then I can apply it to me. So we see that through adultery, you can lose your soul, and you can also get stuff that you don't want. That's my whole point, okay? Going on. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go back and touch a little bit more on the jealousy thing. Go over to Genesis chapter 4, okay? You know, Cain and Abel. And you know what happened to them? Okay, let's read a little scripture with this. Let's get chapter 4 in Genesis and beginning at verse 3. That in the process of time it came to pass that Cain brought of the fruit of the ground in an offering unto the Lord. And Abel, he also brought of the firstlings of his flock and of the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and to his offering. But unto Cain and to his offering he had not respect. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, Why art thou wroth, and why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted, and if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door, and unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. And Cain talked with Abel his brother, and it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel his brother and slew him. Can you see in this area, he says he was angry with him. What did he say, wrath? Comes from, didn't I read it over in Proverbs, jealousy? And here we see murder coming forth. There, people get so jealous and envious of another person that they'll up and kill someone. And here we see that this is what Cain did. He killed Abel. And because of it, God sent him forth out of the land. And you know the story. But what I wanted you to see, that through the jealousy, the spirit of jealousy, and people, you know, I find that most people won't admit to being jealous. It can't work in our lives. And then over in Genesis 31, Joseph, you remember the story of Joseph? And Genesis 31, verses 3, I think I want 3. I got a new Bible. I'm like, tell me, I got a new Bible. I can't find anything in it. Now, excuse me, verses 37. I'm wrong. Chapter 37, I was wrong. Can't read my own writing. You know the story that Jacob loved Joseph. It said chapter 37, verse 3, said, Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his children because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him and could not speak peaceably unto him. So here we see they were jealous of that coat of many colors. Had a lot more touch to it. Those different colors, that was the priestly colors, was it not? And here we see in verse 18, he said, And that when they saw him, Joseph was sent out to their brothers, and when he was coming to them, and when they saw him afar off, in verse 18, even before he came near unto them, they conspired against him to slay him. And they said one to another, Behold, the dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit. And we will say, Some evil beast has devoured him, and we shall see what will become of his dreams. You remember the dreams. And I'm not going into that. I just wanted you to see that this spirit of murder comes, but it's also deception. They didn't kill him, but they deceived their father. And it all came from their being jealous of Joseph. And so we see through this spirit of jealousy, there's so many things that happen because of it. You know, in families, if one child receives more attention than the other, that the jealousy spirit is there. And we have to be real careful about that to keep our children from feeling the spirit of rejection can come if that spirit of jealousy is working. Well, they love him more than they do me. They don't love me. Unlove can come in. There are so many spirits that can come in through jealousy. Okay, I want to go to Proverbs in chapter 18, and I got a verse there that you all know. And I just want to use this to show you that sometimes through our jealousy, we loose curses on people with our tongues. This word says in chapter 18 of Proverbs, verse 21 says, Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. When we are envious and jealous of a person, we will pick them to pieces. We will find fault with them. Never done that? we loose. I use Psalms 109 over there about the curses. And we actually, with the words we speak, loose curses upon people. Jesus said his words were spirit and they were life. In other words, our words are spirit because we're made in his image. His words brought life. And what he's saying is that our words can bring death. I know you know that. But do you do it? I'm not telling you anything you don't know. I'm reminding you what they do. I'm pointing my finger. But look, I got three coming back at me. No, I'm not pointing my finger. I'm reminding. So I don't want y'all to think I am. But really and truly, God's trying to tell us, clean up our talking. If you can't say something good, don't say anything. Now, go to Matthew 12, verse 34. O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. But I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. Jesus said that we're going to be justified and condemned by our own words. I heard someone say something one time. You know, we know that God knows everything. And I used to think, well, the Lord's just got a great big computer up there, and he's just recording everything. You know, that's what I was in the natural thinking. And then I began to say, hey, you know, they tell us our minds or something else. You know, they're computers. So I kind of wondered if when he said that out of your own mouth you'll be justified or condemned. So what we have spoken, our own words are going to be played back to us. And that's what, and so I've been. I do a lot of repenting, a lot of repenting. He said that we need to repent. John the Baptist came saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And I was thinking. One of the brothers was preaching this week, and I can't remember, but you forget which one did what, about asking for the fire, and Irma was talking about upstairs, the fire of the Holy Ghost. I've been in the fire. You ask for the fire. If you want the fire, ask God to give it to you. What does fire do? It purifies, doesn't it? It burns. Whew, I tell you, I've been in the fire so long, I keep saying, okay, Lord, I'm not asking to get out. I just want to go on and get it all out of me so I can be through it. You know, he said he'd go with us through the fire. And he's there with us. And so this is my prayer. Lord, just show me. And my, he does. Praise the Lord. Now, let's go to Hebrews 13, chapter 13, or chapter 12, excuse me. My Bible just fell open to it. Now I got a brand new Bible. That's interesting. In verse 13, he says, 15 says, looking diligent, lest any man fall of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Through our jealousy, if we don't get rid of this and all these thoughts that we have, if we don't confess them and get them out of us, they stay in us and they work over and over and over and over again. And then next thing you know, you've got a root of bitterness there. Well, God, I prayed, and you didn't do nothing. Did you ever do that, say that to the Lord? I just prayed and prayed, nothing happened. Irma was working on unbelief. We get an unbelief because we pray. But you know, I always say when the Word's not working in me, something's wrong with me, and I need to find out what the problem is. And so when all this stuff is, why'd you do that to her, Lord? I asked for it. You gave it to her. You gave Melanie singing and playing the guitar, and I can sing a little. They say, when I sing, what key do you sing in? I was like, I don't sing by key. I just open my mouth and let her fly. I can't sing. I don't know how. But see, we won't admit that we do these things, and so they stay in us and they boil. Well, someone's going to get up and they just know the word and it just rolls off of them like, you know. And why don't you do that for me, Lord? You don't say that to the Lord and get angry with him and then have to repent, repent, repent. And say, Lord, show me what's wrong with me. Let's get all this. I don't want a root of bitterness in me. I don't want that thing in me. I want to be My husband set me down. I mean, we sat down. I said, I want you to get this out of me. And he and I were talking. He said, what? I said, any bitterness that I've had in me, I'll own it out. And we still work on it. We do deliverance on each other all the time. We went through a session of deliverance before we came over here. And we do it often because we're in deliverance all the time. But I'm telling you, bitterness is the root of a lot of sickness. And we need to repent of it and ask God to forgive us and get it out. And I'm about through. And we're going to do deliverance on all these things that I'm talking about. Over in the... I'm sure I want to go there. Go to Hebrews 3. Let's look at... Going back with what Irma taught upstairs. One of my scriptures is Hebrews 3, verse 12. It said Hebrews 2, I believe. Let me see. I believe it's 2. No, it's 3. Take heed, brethren, lest there be any... in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Is your heart hardened through some of the things that you desired from the Lord and you felt like God failed you? And were you jealous of other people? Were you gotten into things? See, we harden our heart. You know, we pray for that God will baptize us in love, and we pray for... But you know, if we've got God in us, God is love. God is love, and He lives within us, and He wants to rule and come out of us and minister to, you know, love to those around about us. He wants us to love one another. And so we get our heart, we get hurt, and we harden our heart, and the bitterness that we haven't gotten rid of just is fed through the hurt. I was been somewhat upstairs on hurt and rejection. And, you know, when you people say things, those words I was talking about, we need to watch what we say, wound people, wound the spirit. And then there can be a grieving in the spirit, and the spirit needs to be healed. We need to get rid of the words. People say, the enemy can't hurt, touch my spirit. It's sealed until the day of redemption, and it is sealed. But all through the Proverbs, it talks about the wounded spirit. It talks about the bruised spirit. Well, what does it? See, we need healing in the spirit man, too. But we need to get rid of the hardness. God's people have gotten hard and don't walk in love the way God wants us to. And when we begin, what did Jesus say? They would know that we are Christians by our love. You say, well, you didn't say I'm very loving, you're sending curses back. Well, I'll give you a scripture for that. God said, suffer a witch not to live. And if God hated it so badly that he would put loose death upon witches, I can't do anything. I can't even send the curse back unless God does it. I just say, I'm not going to receive that. And that the witch that sent it, I sent it back to them. So God has to do it. And we need to be prepared for more of this coming forth. Because the enemy is out trying to destroy. Okay? Going on. I always get that from people when they say, you don't walk in love when you send curses back. I said, I wish you'd come here and walk in my shoes for a little while and fight this stuff. I sure do get tired of it. Don't you get tired of the battle sometimes? Okay, let's go over to Acts chapter 10, verse 34. And I quoted this scripture to you, but I'm going to give it to you, okay? Then Peter opened his mouth and said of the truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons. God is no respecter of persons. He said he hates, in Proverbs 6, he tells us he the six things he hates, yea, the seven things that are abomination. And so all these things that have come that I was talking of in the area of jealousy, you've got the lying spirits will work there. You've got, I didn't read that scripture, so I'll read it, and then we're going to start, we're going to do deliverance. I'm going to let you do that. Praise the Lord. It said in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, these six things does the Lord hate, yea, seven are an abomination to him, a proud look, a lying tongue, and hands that shed innocent blood, and a heart that devises wicked imaginations, feet that be swift in running to mischief, a false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren. So God hates that, and he doesn't want us to be jealous of one another, because he loves us, and he's given us everything that pertains unto life and godliness. He wants us to walk in it. He wants us to walk in the power and authority that he's given us. And he wants us to walk in love. And he wants us to be free. He wants us to walk in healing. He wants us to walk in wholeness and soundness. I think our biggest problem is that sometimes we get lazy. You know what I mean by that? We read the word, but we don't do the word. If you're ministering deliverance a lot to other people, you will neglect yourself. And that's the one that you need to work on the most, is yourself, to get yourself. You can do, listen, there's so much deliverance you can do on yourself. And you can work on these things and call them off of you. I used to say, when you get in the shower while you're washing the physical body, wash the inside too. Start calling the things out of the inside. And get a lot of deliverance from the, you know where your thoughts have been all day. You know where the words have come out of your mouth. You know what you've been doing. God does too. So if you want to be free, if you want some of these called off of you, Jim's going to come and call them off. And I'll say this, God doesn't separate us from our friends. So if you want to get rid of it, tell it to go. Amen? Amen.
I want to read a couple of verses here before Brother Jim starts about being sick. And I think it applies to me as well as everybody else, because I think that we can all do something about being sick. In Deuteronomy 28, it says, verse 58, "If thou wilt not observe to do all the words of this law that are written in this book, that thou mayest honor and reverence this glorious and wonderful name of the Lord thy God," and Jesus is his name, "then the Lord will make thy plagues many and great, and the plagues of thy seed, even great plagues, of long continuance and sore sickness, and of long continuance. Moreover, he will bring upon you all the plagues of Egypt, which you were afraid of," which they already knew about them, "and they will cleave unto you. Also, every sickness and every plague which is not written in the book of this law, them will the Lord bring upon thee until thou be destroyed." Now that's what's going to happen. But the Lord says that he gave them, before he said this, he gave them a way not to have these plagues. And I'll read that to you from Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice or the word of the Lord thy God," the word there is Jehovah, "and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments and his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee."
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Before we start deliverance, do you really want deliverance? I mean, we've come this far, we've come to this place, and this is a deliverance camp. You come out of church. How many churches are represented here that have deliverance in their church? Does your church have any deliverance? I say 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. There are a few of you here that are in deliverance churches. And the rest of you don't hear this regular. You don't walk in it the way we see it, the way we walk in it, because we teach it every Sunday. In our church. Our church is a church of deliverance, and every Sunday night we do deliverance, and every Wednesday night we do deliverance. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands on all this. If you want deliverance, I want you right now to confess any known sin in your life right now. Don't do it out loud. Do it to the Lord. But if you really want deliverance, I want you to start confessing sin in your life and get cleaned up right now. Now, if you hold any unforgiveness toward anyone, or if you are not sure, ask the Lord to show you if you have any unforgiveness. Right now, forgive anyone, living or dead. It doesn't matter about that. Living or dead, that you're holding unforgiveness against, because that will certainly stop your deliverance. We have scripture on that. I'll not go through it. Now, I want you to ask the Lord right now. I want you first to tell the Lord that you love Him and that you are going to make a true effort to serve Him even after you leave this place, whatever time you leave, whether it be tomorrow or New Year's Day, that you are going to make an effort to truly serve Him. Tell Him that you do love Him. We tell our spouses we love Him. Why not tell God we love You? Right now. Father, set us free, for that enemy is trying his best to separate us from You. So I ask right now that You do a work in setting us free. Separate us from that demon that is trying to his best to persuade us to sin and to follow after the devil, to break our agreement with You, Lord, that covenant that we've made to walk with You, and it's a binding, strong covenant, Lord. We overlook it so many times, but Father, we look afresh and anew at our covenant with You. And we want to be obedient to You right now. So set us free from the enemy that he will no longer be able to claim a part of us. Do that work now as we begin to call these demons out. We praise You and we thank You in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I want to call that spirit of jealousy out. Jealousy in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, if you know for surely that you hold jealousy in any or have held jealousy, then you picked up the spirit. And it's there. Tell it to come out right now. Come out. Jealousy. You spirit of jealousy. Loose this people. Loose them and come out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. I want the rage that goes with jealousy out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All the rage. All the rage in Jesus' name. Vengeance. Vengeance. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Rebukes you. Come out. Envy. Just envy. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Envy. Spirit of envy. Envy. Anger. Spirit of anger. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Anger. Wrath. Spirit of wrath. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break the power of that poison that went through you when you were jealous, and the poison that entered your body and through your soul and got completely through you from one end to the other, the poison. I break the power of it and I command the poison out in Jesus' name. The poison that brings the wrath and the envy and the anger and all of the rage that wells up within us. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The poison. The poison of jealousy. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I call a furious spirit out. When we become furious, and when we don't know why, that spirit of a furious spirit that comes in the name of the least, in the name of Jesus, cruelty in the name of the Lord Jesus, I call cruelty out in Jesus' name, in the name of the Lord Jesus, cruelty, miscarriage, spirit of miscarriage, come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Miscarriage. Torment. I come against torment. And I break the power of that curse and that spirit of torment. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Torment. Vexation. That vexation. Come out in Jesus' name. Grief. Spirit of grief. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let him go. Let him go. The Lord rebuke you. Grief. Grief. Spirit of grief. Indignation. Indignation. Come on out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, sorrow, spirit of sorrow, come out in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, leprosy, come out, spirit of leprosy, I break your hold, in Jesus' name, skin diseases, all the skin diseases, infections and irritations of skin and imperfection in skin. I command you to loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. No, come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. It is the Lord Jesus Christ. The power of the name of Jesus, my Lord. We stand in His power and authority and command you. Demon, loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. I call a stroke out. A stroke in the name of the Lord Jesus. A heart troubled. All the heart troubled from stroke and heart disease in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Call the wound out. The wound, the broken spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. A hurt spirit. The sorrow in the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out. In Jesus' name. All the female problems in the female organs. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Problems in the female organs. Infections and illnesses and sicknesses that attack the female organs. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You have no place in God's people. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Adultery. Spirit of adultery, I break your hold and I destroy your power, and I call that spirit of adultery out. In the name of Jesus, the wounded spirit. Wounded spirit. Loose them and let them go. Loose them. Come out. Come out. Reproach. Reproach. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Guilt. Spirit of guilt. Guilt. Come out. Come out. I call guilt. All types of guilt. Guilt. You have to go. You have to go. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You can't stay. You can't have them. Spirit of guilt. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. No, you're a liar. You're a thief. You're a robber. You can't stay. You have no place in God's people. By the power and authority of Jesus Christ, I command you to loose this people. Guilt. Guilt. Shame. All the shame. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Shame. Spirit of shame. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out. Come on out. Cancer. Spirit of cancer. Cancer of bowel. Cancer of the uterus. Cancer in the stomach. All types of cancer in any part of the organs, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in any organ. Come out. Come out. But especially the bowel, the stomach, the uterus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Cancer. Cancer. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Cancer of the lung. Cancer of the lung. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of destruction. Destruction. Loose them. Loose them and let them go. Spirit of destruction. Come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Destruction. Destruction. Destruction of the soul. Destruction of the soul. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You have no place here. Come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. But He's highly exalted. He's given a name above every name. At the name of Jesus, every knee bows and every tongue confesses. Beings in heaven, beings in earth, and beings under the earth. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Take a deep breath and blow them out. Blow them out. Destruction. Destruction of the soul. Murder. Murder. Come out. Come out. That spirit of murder. Fear. Fear. All types of fear. Come out. I come again against fear. Fear. You can't stay. You can't stay in God's people. Let them go. Let them go. You're destroyed. You're defeated. You're defeated by the Most High God. Come out. Come out. Fear. Fear. Hatred. Hatred and bitterness. Bitterness. That root of bitterness, and spirit of bitterness, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The witchcraft, all the witchcraft, the curses of witchcraft, the witchcraft itself, the witch in the name of the Lord Jesus, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All witchcraft, all spirits of witchcraft, all curses that were loosed through witchcraft, come out. Come on out. Move, move. Witchcraft curses. Most witchcraft curses. Come out. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call the witch out. I call the warlock out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of the witch. I destroy your power, and I loose the love of God on every witch in this place that will destroy the power of that witch, and on every warlock in this place, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go on every spirit of the witch and of the spirit of the warlock. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Backbiting spirit. Backbiting. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes that backbiter. That backbiting spirit. Spirit of lying. Spirit of lying. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Unbelief. Spirit of unbelief. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Unbelief. Unbelief in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You men in the back, come on, get with it. Hey. That back man, come on, get with it. We're ministering deliverance. Yes, you all back there, get with it. We're ministering deliverance. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hardness of heart. Hardness of heart. Deceitful spirits. Deceitful spirits. Fornication. Fornication. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and let them go.
The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Deceitful spirits, fornication, lying spirits. Lying spirits, let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. Spirits of arthritis, asthma, arthritis, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, low blood sugar and high blood sugar. Come out in Jesus' name. Allergies, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I break the power of those allergies. Command those allergies out. Cramps, in the name of Jesus, all the cramps, come out in Jesus' name. Cramps, tremors, growths, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, blindness, problems with the eyes, come out in Jesus' name. Deafness, spirits of deafness, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. Migraine headaches, in the name of Jesus. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebuke you. Betrayal, spirits of betrayal, sexual perversion, let them go. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, heart failure, come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, kidney failure, heart attack, sugar diabetes, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, polluted blood, come out. Skin cancer, come out. Colon cancer, come out. The Lord rebuke you. In the name of Jesus, I call back the souls of every person under the sound of my voice. I break the power of the demonic forces that have stripped you of your soul and fragmented your soul. And I call your soul back in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask the angels to remove any foreign souls in you and to bring your soul back in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, to restore your soul in Jesus' name. Insanity. Spirits of insanity. Spirits of madness. Madness. That spirit of jealousy again. Jealousy. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Hatred. Fear. Fear of men. Fear of failure. Fear of all types of fear. Fear of the dark. Fear of height. All types of fear. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Poor memory. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that spirit that causes a poor memory. Let him go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Poor memory. Let him go. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Large stomach. That large stomach and the rotting thigh. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, that spirit that brings a large stomach and a rotting thigh. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. Tiredness. Spirit of tiredness. Tiredness and fatigue. Fatigue. In the name of Jesus. Exhaustion. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. All spirits of exhaustion. Tiredness. All the tiredness and fatigue and exhaustion. Come out. Hurts, hurtful words, all the hurts. Wounded spirits, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all the hurts, the hurtful words, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jealous rage, I call a jealous rage out in Jesus' name. Hysterical laughter. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rage. Spirit of rage. Spirit of vengeance. Envy. And anger. Wrath. A poison. A furious spirit. Cruelty. Spirit of cruelty. Torment. Spirit of torment. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let him go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. Vexation, grief, come out, grief, indignation, come out. The Lord rebuke you. Sorrow, stroke, wounded spirit, Wounded spirit. Reproach. That spirit of guilt. Guilt. Guilt and shame. Shame. Come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, let's all stand. Now bind up these spirits. Continue to work, those that are working. In the name of Jesus. That's all right. There's just still one working. Don't worry about it. In the name of Jesus. I bind it. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I bind her in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Put your hand on her. I bind you right there to the floor. Put your hand on her stomach. Put your hand on her stomach. I'll bind her. Put your hand on her stomach. I'll bind her. In the name of Jesus. I bind you. I bind you. Hush. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. I bind you. I bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now I bind you. I bind you to the floor in Jesus' name. Now I'm gonna okay. Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask that you cleanse our church now. You take out every spirit, bind them and carry them out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every spirit that's come out in Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Fill every vacancy that was created by these spirits in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind the spirits of backlash or retaliation that would come against God's people in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you for deliverance. I just thank you and I praise you for deliverance in Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. And LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.